Hi there. The word for today is learn to live within your means. Solomon writes Proverbs 22 verse 7, the borrower is servant to the lender. Here's an idea for getting out of debt and staying out. Instead of referring to it as your credit card, start seeing it as your debt card. Next time you have an itch to purchase something you don't need or can't pay for, that may just stop you from scratching it. Generally speaking, people fall into one of these three categories. First, the haves. Second, the have-nots. And third, the have-not-paid for what they haves. Cute story about a handyman who was called to the home of a multimillionaire to refinish the floors. The rich man's wife said to him, "Be especially careful with this dining room table. It goes back to Louis the 14th. The handyman said, "That's nothing. If I don't make a payment by next Friday, my whole living room goes back to the furniture store." They say the average person today drives a bank-financed car, on petrol they bought with a credit card, to a department store to open another account, so they can fill their house that's mortgaged for 30 years to the bank with furniture that's been purchased on the installment plan. Now let's get serious here. The Bible doesn't condemn credit, but it cautions us about the use of it. Solomon writes, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." It's okay to borrow for necessities, but you should always pay for luxuries. So if at all possible, pay cash or don't buy it. Psalm 37 verse 21 says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay." It's not wrong to borrow money. It's just wrong to borrow money and not repay it. So the word for you today is learn to live within your means.